United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is not fond of fronting the cameras, but he called a press conference after a report that he threatened to quit during the northern summer. The report by the US television network NBC suggested the former ExxonMobil chief executive came close to resigning as the country's top diplomat. Mr. Tillerson says the report was erroneous.
I think it's the most important element of the article is to reaffirm my commitment to this role that President Trump's asked me to serve, and to dispel with this notion that I have ever considered leaving. I have answered that question repeatedly. For some reason, it continues to be misreported. There's never been a consideration in my mind to leave. I serve at the appointment of the president, and I'm here for as long as the president feels I can be useful to achieving his objectives.
But it was what Mr. Tillerson didn't deny that has fanned further reports of tensions between him and the president. He was asked at least twice about a key element of the report, that he called the president a moron after a July meeting at the Pentagon. Each time, he sidestepped the question.
I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like that. I mean, this is what I don't understand about Washington. Again, you know, I'm not from this place. But the places I come from, we don't deal with that kind of petty nonsense. And it is intended to do nothing but divide people. And I'm just not going to be part of this effort to divide this administration.
Differences between the brash approach to foreign policy of the president and the more careful strategy of Mr. Tillerson have been obvious over recent months. Most recently, President Trump undermined his diplomatic efforts to defuse the North Korea situation. Mr. Tillerson was in Beijing talking with Chinese leaders about tightening sanctions on North Korea when the president took to Twitter, telling him not to waste his time. He tweeted, "Save your energy, Rex. We'll do what has to be done." The NBC report says the low point in the relationship between the two actually came before the humiliating tweet. Mr. Tillerson, who once headed up the Boy Scouts of America, was reportedly furious about a highly politicized speech Mr. Trump delivered to the organization in July. Three officials relied upon by NBC said it was a few days earlier that the Secretary of State had allegedly made the moron comment. While Mr. Tillerson did not want to discuss that comment with the media, U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says he was clear with her.
The secretary did not use that type of language to speak about the president of the United States. He does not use that language to speak about anyone.
Mr. Tillerson's spokeswoman suggested his inexperience in front of the cameras led to him not responding to the media directly. She had a message for people she said she believes want him to resign.
Go ahead and keep pushing because that will only strengthen his resolve.
While visiting survivors of the Las Vegas shooting in hospital, President Trump has offered a brief comment on Mr. Tillerson, expressing complete confidence in him.
I'm very honored by his comments. It was fake news. It was a totally phony story. Thank you very much. It was made up. It was made up by NBC. They just made it up.